Feels like she's wasting life, wasting time. She's tired of the same old, same old. She say nothing ever happens out the blue. Nothing spontaneous. I told her explore. Don't blame him, blame you. That's what I told her. Hey, look, love is love and hate is hate. Moments of love, heartbreaks and 808s. Take your way up to your favorite place. Loosen your mind, explore the world and take your pain away. Excuse the extra, it comes with the rep. Climbing the ladder of success, watch for them extra steps. Fuck the world, it's just me and you. Her body ill, minus the tea and soup. Beamer, push button, no key for cool. I drop the top on it, like I don't need the roof. What you hear ain't always what it seems. What they consider nightmares, we consider dreams. So reconsider, we can lead today. Take a look at what I'm rocking, we don't need a plane. There you have it, you know what it is. This is life and this is how I live.
Can this last forever? I feel like I'm gonna be in this ass forever. Get a gift wrap, whatever. Calling dispatch, whatever. Come get me. Can this last forever? I feel like I'm gonna be in this ass forever. Get a gift wrap, whatever. Calling dispatch, whatever, come get me. Where you going, baby, going? For real, but I get it, that's the no one, baby, no one. She's saying that it's your one, baby, your one. And I ain't telling no one, baby, no one. Come get me.
I just wanna take her to a better place. In the nightmares, Freddy Jason. Didn't expect to get this level of our elevation. Levitation, every day's a celebration. Pick a place we could get away like a fire escape. Buy a place somewhere by the lake with a fireplace. A crystal lake, but ain't going to Michael Myers place. A higher space if you have patience where desire waits. How does it feel, baby? Here, baby, here. Don't shed a tear because this is our year, baby, yeah. We almost there, baby, there. As clear as a newborn, baby, rare, baby, yeah. Why can't this last forever? I feel like I could be in this ass forever. I can't be in this class forever. Calling dispatch, whatever. Come get me.
Can this last forever? I feel like I'm gonna be in this ass forever. Get a gift wrap, whatever. Calling dispatch, whatever, come get me. Can this last forever? I feel like I'm gonna be in this ass forever. Get a gift wrap, whatever. Calling dispatch, whatever, come get me. Where you going, baby, going? For real, but I get it, ask to no one, baby, no one. She's saying that it's your one, baby, your one. And I ain't telling no one, baby, no one. Come get me.
I just wanna be there when the commas land. I need a common girl, I got a common plan. If you decide to ride, we could walk palm in hand. Off a private jet, welcome to my promised land. See, I'm an honest man, you can get your question on. Who I'm with, what happened to all the ones I left alone. Mama told me to beware the feet I'm stepping on. I was using them to get to you, stepping stones. Weapons drawn, searching for a sunny day. Come and stay, we could just escape like a runaway. What I was gonna say, okay, I think I got it. Me fall asleep, I doubt it, I try not to think about it. But there I go again, thinking about it. I've been hurt before, there ain't no secret about it. But loving you makes me wanna fly away. If I should die today, just remember what I was trying to say.
This last forever, I feel like I'm gonna be in this ass forever. Get a gift wrap, whatever. Calling dispatch, whatever. Come get me. Can this last forever? I feel like I'm gonna be in this ass forever. Get a gift wrap, whatever. Calling dispatch, whatever, come get me. Where you going, baby, going? For real, but I get it, ask to no one, baby, no one. She's saying that it's your one, baby, your one. And I ain't telling no one, baby, no one. Come get me.
Right out. SoundTrackThat.com.
Welcome to today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, J.R. Williams, alongside Michael Calloway. We have some excellent guests tonight and some terrific new music. So please, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride on today's Entrepreneurs.
How's it going out there? How's it going out there? I'm your co-host, Michael Calloway.
And I'm J.R. Williams.
We have a great show lined up for you today. We have Gene Hayden, an author, Pamela Molinari. She's a personal trainer. We have two musical artists. And we have a Dr. Jason Jenkins, who is a chiropractor. First off, I'd like to have a big rest in peace shout out to Whitney Houston.
We love you, Whitney. That's a tragedy right there, and the whole industry is suffering through that and coping with that loss, along with the great Don Cornelius as well that passed away, unfortunately. How's everybody out there doing? Thanks for tuning in with us tonight. This is our first show, so we're real excited. We have some excellent guests here lined up. Some great new music.
And we are live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on bbsradio.com, station 2. Our first guest tonight will be Gene Hayden. Gene Hayden is a coach who works with people who want to follow through on a new ambition. He's the author of The Follow Through Factor, Getting from Doubt to Done. We'll have Gene Hayden on the line with us momentarily.
Actually, I'm here.
Hi, Gene.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going fine. How are you guys doing? It's a pretty exciting night.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. Well, Gene, tell us about your book, the Follow Through Factor. Getting from Doubt to Done.
Yeah, I wrote this book because, you know, we all know times are pretty tough and a lot of people are going through a lot of different kinds of upheavals where they might have been in jobs for a long time and those jobs sort of are disappearing or not happening and they've got to start their lives up again. And so I wanted to look at how people manage to take an idea that they have for themselves and make it happen even when times are not helping them out. And the interesting thing is that 88% of people actually drop their great ideas. So we all have one, but only 12% of us go ahead and make it happen. And I wanted to understand whether those 12% were special in some kind of way, whether they were exceptionally talented or committed or, you know, determined or if they had friends in high places or a lot of money. And I found that after 5 years of research that these people who made things happen for themselves did not have any superhero qualities whatsoever. I looked at people who were just really as struggling like the rest, like a lot of us, and didn't have anything, any special advantages to help them go through. And so then I started to look at how do they get by and start up new lives and do different things. Again, when they don't really know what they're doing a lot of the time and they don't have any money to fall back on. And how do you do that? How do you keep going? And that's what I looked at in my book. My book looks at the 15 reasons, because there are typically 15 reasons that can prompt us to drop the ball on ourselves and on what we hope to do, you know. And some of these are, of course, the obvious ones. You don't have any money or you don't have any time. And the other ones are not so obvious, like you don't actually, you think you like what it is you want to do. You think you're passionate about it. But then as you get into the nuts and bolts of it, it's kind of like a disappointing third date. You know, you thought you were in love with your idea, but by the third sort of date, or you thought you were in love with a person, but by the third date, the spark is kind of not really there for you, and you're thinking, I don't know. Yeah, and that's exactly what happens with an idea. You know, you get really hot and excited about your idea when you're sitting mapping it out in a coffee store or this coffee shop. But then when you get into the nuts and bolts of it, it's a pretty cold shower, and it can cause a lot of people to think, eh, nah, I don't think so. And so many, many of us stop and start with ideas. And I looked into what that's all about. And in the book, I sort of really take a good hard look at what it is really that's behind this. So what is really going on when you fall out of love with an idea, you know?
People going through a lot of complacency, I would imagine you must have ran into when doing the research.
Yeah, you know what people suffer from a lot is they suffer from this question that they ask themselves, like, what's the point? You know, so a lot of it, like, let's say you want to start a new radio show, or let's say you want to do something, and then you start to get into how hard it is, because nothing is, you know, ever a smooth track for any of us.
Definitely.
And then they sort of think, like, what's the point? There's a million of them out there, you know? There's a million shows out there. There's a million books out there. There's a million photographers out there. There's a million web designers. Like, why? You know, why bother?
I'm sorry.
So, Gene, we have a worldwide audience. Can you please tell people where you are calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto. I'm calling from the beautiful and freezing Toronto in Canada. And the book has gone around the world, which is really interesting. It's been translated in, you know, many, many languages, including Chinese, including German, including all these places where you think they're doing a little bit better than us. But, you know, the question still is, people want to change their lives and they don't know how to do it. And understandably, you know. But do I have time? Yeah.
So you're actually a coach. Is that correct?
I'm a coach, yes.
So how would you classify briefly what it is that you actually do for an individual? Do you only coach individuals or do you coach businesses as well?
Yeah, I coach teams. And I coach individuals, but the premise is the same. So what I'm looking at is, what do you want to do, and really, really drilling down on why you want to do it. Like, why does it matter to you? Both, you know, even if you're in a team situation, whatever it is you want to do, it's got to be meaningful to you in some way. Like, it's got to matter to you. And you can't necessarily justify that interest to the rest of the world, you know, if it's your own project or whatever. It can be hard to tell somebody why something is so important to you. A lot of people, you know, climbing Everest, like, really? You really want to spend $50,000 to do that, you know? So first you drill down and you really find out why this is meaningful to your life story, not to anyone else's, but to yours. That's the first thing you do. And then you sort of say, okay, once you got an idea and you see why it matters to you, then you start doing a plan and you recognize that as you follow through on your idea, what you're really doing is creating a story for your life. And the thing is that we are our stories, you know, and we kind of fall in love with the story. And so although it is inevitable that we're going to have all kinds of problems along the way and obstacles, what gets us hooked and what gets those 12% that I talked about earlier to follow through, it doesn't matter if you're in a corporation or if you're an individual working on this, is that you sort of want to know where your story is going to go. If you don't follow through on something, you don't have a story. The story stops there. And it's really hard for us to live without a story. We just don't, you know, we're really boring if we go to dinner parties or anything else and we have nothing to talk about that we want to talk about, you know? So it's okay to talk about rejection. It's okay to say I wrote a book and it got published, you know, got rejected by a whole bunch of publishers. That's totally cool because at least you've got a story. And then you can say, yeah, so I think now I'm going to self-publish. And you keep the story going and you get people hooked on your story and you get hooked on your story. And that is actually, interestingly enough, that is why people follow through despite everything and anything. We just problem solve our way around the obstacles, but it's about the story.
Gene, did you go to school for this and study to look into
this? Well, I did go to school for coaching, you know, and my background is as a journalist and a PR, and then I had a PR company, but I did go to school for coaching, and there's a lot of people now who are deciding to become coaches, which is really exciting because a lot of people are losing, you know, I sort of lost their jobs and they think that they love working with other people and they love making a difference and they think that coaching is the way to go. So it's really been interesting to me because I've seen a huge rise in the number of people and then, well, a huge rise in the number of schools training for coaching and a huge rise in the number of people doing it. And there's a little bit of good and bad in that because coaching is a little bit different than another profession that you might train for. You know, if you go into being a psychologist or a psychologist or a chiropractor or anything, your people come to you based on your skill set, right? When you go to become a coach, it's not just about the skills. So you're not just, you know, you can't just hang up a shingle and say, I'm a coach, like you could if you're a psychologist, and then perhaps no one would sort of question, well, what's your background? They trust you as a psychologist. What you bring to the table is simply your knowledge of psychology.
So,
it's
Jean,
very different with coaching.
So, Jean, who would your typical clients be?
Right now, I'm working with a ton of people who have who are just not happy in their careers, or either they've lost their jobs, or they can't quite figure out their next step, but they just feel that there's more to life and they're just not sure what that is for them. So they're trying to find their story, and then they're trying to make that story happen. And so that's a really, really exciting place to be. A lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people who want to start businesses, and they get really excited, and then they come up against a couple of brick walls, and I help them through that. Now, that's where, you know, my background is because I used to have a PR company, and I turned a lot of products into household names, and I made a lot of people into corporate stars, you know. So it's that's what, you know, as a coach, you always have to bring something special to the table. So when I work with entrepreneurs, I'm able to work a lot with positioning and helping them sell their story to their markets and whatever those markets may be, either their investors or their consumer markets or whatever. So it's all about selling the story and helping people identify and sell it. So that's pretty exciting. And to get people to own their story and fall in love with it.
So, Jean, for all our listeners out there who would like to get in contact with you and so you can help them out with their services, how can people get in touch with you?
Okay, so you can go to my website. It's www. G as in George, C as in Claude, C as in, I don't know what you said, GC Hayden, HAYDEN.com. So GCHayden.com. And you can contact me and tell me your story and tell me what you're up against. And, you know, I can really try very hard to help you out. And it's such an exciting thing to do. It's really exciting to kickstart a new life, you know, and it's really, really possible. You do not have to be a superhero with superhero qualities to make it happen.
Jean, real quick, how much do you charge? What are your rates for your services, or does it depend on case by case?
I've got a sliding scale because I'm really addicted to what I do. You know, I really love it. So for individuals, I make it pretty much, it's a sliding scale. And if it's people who are without a job or sort of just been let go, and then of course, it's you know, I recognize where they're coming from. And I have a scale that meets that. So I make it affordable. And if it's corporations, then, you know, there's a corporate rate. So
okay.
I play fair.
All right. Gene, your last 30 seconds, just give your farewell parting shots and again, repeat your website and your contact information. So if anybody out there is looking for a coach, they can contact Gene
Hayden. Okay, well, if you're looking for a coach and you're looking to make a really exciting story for yourself, it's www.gchayden.com. And it would be so great to hear people's stories. And yours, too. I'm going to be really listening in. This is so exciting to have this show. I'm so happy about it.
Okay, Jean, yes, we're going to have to I have your contact information now.
Okay.
I'll call you behind the scenes, and we'll have to get you back on the show for another go-around to talk more about your services. It sounds very interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, this was Jean Hayden calling from Toronto, Canada.
Jean, thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you so much. Calling. Take care.
Bye. Wow, she seemed like she had a lot to offer.
Yeah. That's different. I read a book years ago, Anthony Robbins, Awakening the Giant Within. Great motivational book.
Our next guest would be Pamela Molinari. She is the owner of ATL Fitness Diva. She is a personal trainer and owner of a fitness facility out of Atlanta. Pamela will be on the line with us momentarily. While we're waiting to get Pamela on the line. Yeah, Jean sounded
I'm here.
Like she... Oh, Pamela, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going, Pamela?
Hey.
It's wonderful. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, Pamela, first off, how's the weather out there in Atlanta?
It's really bitterly cold. Yeah.
Sounds like it is up here.
Yeah.
Well, Pamela, tell us a little bit about Atlanta Fitness Diva.
Atlanta Fitness Diva is a boutique-style training facility where women do weight training, traditional weight training, but done in a faster fashion, more like a boot camp style, a lot of lower body, and we utilize scientifically proven methods of training and recovery to permanently alter a woman's body and her ability to burn fat. So it's kind of unique what we do. No one's doing it in Atlanta. And it's, it's pink and purple, so it's kind of feminine at the same time. So it's not like your typical gym.
Okay, so what are women doing wrong to lose body fat permanently?
They're not stimulating their muscle mass properly, and they're not eating properly to rebuild the muscle mass that they break down, and they're doing too much cardio in relation to weight training. Those three things or something you don't hear a lot about, but they're looking at it the wrong way. They're doing too much cardio. They're not worried about their muscle mass. If they are lifting weights, it's not done with enough load on the muscle to create a stimulus to rebuild and to tone up like women want. And when they eat, they're not eating properly right around their workouts. They're not thinking about the muscle mass as the main component for their metabolism, which is really the biggest issue when women are trying to lose body fat, and a lot of women just don't realize it, they don't know it.
Okay. What are women doing wrong to lose body fat permanently?
Well, they're doing too much cardio, for one thing. It's not from the cardio component. They need to lift weights. Lifting weights makes you burn more calories every hour, every day, 7 days a week. And they're not lifting weights properly when they do. And when they do lift weights, they're not eating so that they can rebuild the muscle. They're typically losing muscle when they go on these diets and starvation. And when you lose muscle, you lower your metabolism, so it makes it harder to lose body fat. If you do lose a few pounds, it's typically muscle and water, so that when they go back to their normal eating, their metabolism is slower and they gain fat faster and faster each time they diet. So they're not looking at it the right way.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Well, why is strength training so vital to body fat reduction?
Strength training makes you burn calories 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It keeps you toned. It's something that's for permanent changing in your body, permanent fat loss, whereas cardio doesn't do that. Cardio is very limiting. It's good for your heart, and you need to do some, yes. But strength training is cardio. If you do strength training like we do strength training, you're going to be sweating and breathing hard and toning your muscles and changing your body's ability to burn fat 7 days a week permanently. But you don't get that from cardiovascular training. So why not do strength training instead and get it all? So that's why strength training is really the most important thing that women can do.
Okay. So why is strength training more important than cardio for permanent fat loss?
Strength training alters your body's ability to burn calories 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And it can be cardio. So that's why. You get more bang for your buck out of strength training. And honestly, muscles, if they're not used, they shrink and atrophy, which means your need for calories goes down. And every decade after 30, women lose muscle mass at an accelerated rate. So if you don't strength train, your metabolism just goes through the floor, basically, and the fat comes on so much faster. So when you strength train, you're going to put a halt to that. You're going to increase your metabolism permanently, even if just done twice a week. And in the fashion that we do it, you're going to get a lot of results for just two times a week. Now, you still should do some cardiovascular in addition to the strength training. But if you have to choose one over the other, you should choose strength training. You get more bang for your buck. You burn more calories. It's permanent fat loss. You feel better. You're stronger. You know, you stand up straighter, all of that. You're toned. So that's why it's more important.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to Pamela Molinari. She is a personal trainer out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Pamela, I just wanted to ask you, how did you first become a personal trainer? What motivated you to continue your path for 25 years down that road?
Well, I was in high school, and I took a weight training class, and I fit in there. I was strong. I got respect from the only female. I got respect from the guys in the class. So it made me want to learn more about this weight training, and it made me want to alter my body. So my first job was at a gym, and I taught people how to use Nautilus machines, those old-timey, one-set body part machines. You know, it was, and I taught aerobics, and I loved it, and I got great results in my body, and it led me to study and to read everything there was about it over the years. So it's been my passion. Honestly, I was quite vain, and I wanted to look really good, and I did, and made me want to compete, and it just led me down this path, and this is all that I've done for 25 years and done all the shows that you can think of, from figure to bodybuilding, and just been in athletics my whole life, and I'm still going strong. Now, I don't do all the training. I train other trainers to do what I do now, and I manage the facility, and I do online coaching. So it's just led me down this path, and it's been my passion for these 25 years, and I can guarantee you I don't look 45. I'm proud of my body. I'm proud of the way I look, and it's because, you know, I do what I do here.
How many facilities do you have operating right now?
Well, no, I just have one right now, but we're branching out. This thing's growing really fast here in Atlanta. Women love what we do. They love that it's not just a boot camp. They love that it's not powerlifting moves like other facilities where it's more timed and it's more like pull-ups and cleans and those type of things. We do a lot of booty here, lower body, so it's kind of unique. Women are loving it, and we're probably going to branch out and open another location and just grow this thing up.
And you mentioned that you do it online as well. So,
yes.
I mean, do you have a DVD that you have for retail, or is it just like
we're working on that right now, actually. I can't actually get we're growing really fast, so I have a lot of projects that we're cooking. But I do online coaching for people who want to learn from me, who want me to devise programs for them and tell them, tailor a program for them as far as their diet, their nutrition, their supplement protocol. I've worked with a lot of athletes, and I help them with their recovery, because women typically, even if they lift weights, not only are they not lifted heavy enough a lot of times or intense enough, but they don't understand the timing of the ingestion of their nutrients so that they actually start that rebuilding cycle, so that they actually rebuild what they broke down. So even if they're lifting weights, they're typically losing muscle. And I teach women how to utilize scientifically proven methods from research and how to rebuild their metabolism. So there's a huge market for that. There's not a lot of women that are preaching this. And so I have a lot of opportunities in front of me, so I'm trying to get around to them all.
Okay. What I want to do, Pamela, if we could just get your contact information again, so that our listeners know how to contact you. And
yeah, it's real simple. It's AtlantaFitnessDiva.com. All the information's there. All my YouTube accounts attached to my Facebook page, my Twitter. Okay. I'm all over. AtlantaFitnessDiva.com is the best way to get me.
Well, we really want to thank you for calling in, Pamela. We really appreciate that. Our listeners, I know, are going to benefit greatly from that. Much hope, best success.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks a lot, Pamela, for coming on with us.
Okay. Bye.
Take it easy, Pamela.
And that was Pamela Molinari.
Yes, we have a brief intermission. We got to pay some bills, and then we'll be right back with you in about 10 minutes. Thank you.
I ain't with all the arguing. I ain't with all the fighting. I'm doing us. Yeah. If you claim that you're down to ride, yes. Don't complain. Stand by a nigga's side. All this paper when it's blown with a nigga high. I just wanna vibe straight through the night. If you claim that you're down to ride, please. Don't complain. Stand by a nigga's side. All this paper when it's blown with a nigga high. I just wanna vibe straight through the night. Talking this and that to me. Everything she scream about sound whack to me. You always wanna make a scene, share after me. Let's see if she find a better man after me. I'm like, why you so stressful? She like, rich, why you so disrespectful? What would you do if I leave, neglect you? I'm like, you wasn't this annoying when I met you. I drowned you with diamonds. I afford that cause I'm working, I'm grinding. So don't stress me about one timing. Cause you don't mind it when your ass is outshining. Stop being childish, okay, you wildin'. You wanna leave a divorce, you can file it. And when you call, my number don't dial it. You can hit the road, just go collect mileage. If you claim and you're down to ride, yes. Don't complain, stand by a nigga's side. All this paper when it's blown with a nigga high. Straight through the night. If you claim you got a ride, don't complain. Stand by a nigga's side. All this paper when it's blowing with a nigga high. I just wanna vibe straight through the night. I can never get a smile. All you do is growl, catch fits like a child. Yelling, we ain't hang out in the wild. All this bickering is taking me off my cloud. Just wanna be under me. Cherish the moments we laid up under sheets. Understand I gotta work if you wanna eat. You disagree, then here I don't wanna be. I'm thinking how the hell I meet her. OJ the chick, but I know the kids need her. You know the saying is cheap, but it keep us. It's also less stressful to just leave her. So I'ma leave her, cause I don't need her. To see ya, and I wouldn't wanna be ya. Let's celebrate champagne, roll the weed up. The Lord freed us, I gotta thank Jesus. If you claim and you're down to ride, yes. Don't complain, stand by a nigga's side. All this paper when it's blown with a nigga high. I just wanna vibe straight through the night. If you claim and you're down to ride, please. Don't complain, stand by a nigga's side. All this paper when it's blown with a nigga high. I just wanna vibe straight through the night. You always wanna nag, always wanna argue when I got a dash. My money yours, you don't even gotta ask. I hear no complaints when your ass want a bag. You want the Gucci, you want the Fendi, you want the Louis, you want plenty. To let you know ain't none of that shit cheap. Grind a reason, account never empty. Stop giving me the run around. Show me some loving now. Leave all that cussing now. Cause I'm the man that showed you a love about. Don't argue with me. Take a better route. Cause if you claim that you down to ride, don't complain. Stand by a nigga's side. All this bickering is blown when a nigga high. I just wanna vibe with you through the night. If you claim that you down to ride, don't complain. Stand by a nigga's side. All this bickering is blown when a nigga high. Vibe, straight through the night. If you claim you're down to ride, don't complain. Stand by a nigga's side. All this paper when it's blowing with a nigga high. I just wanna vibe, straight through the night.
go by. Duck up my head. Dream got my head in the dark. I can't die, I can't die, I can't die.
Soon as I rise up, you know I gotta. Baby, it's time to, let's hit the sky. Forever fly. Red all in my eyes with that medical supply. Like it's medically subscribed. Jetting by and my ride is pretty. This is Ryder City. With the Dolby smoking on, got a mighty dizzy. Let's inhale that sour haze. Coming like the sticky. Soma's damn Versace shades that I might be Biggie. Dig me my piff official. I mean official tissue. My name ain't Little Twist, but baby girl, come twist a little. Live a little, even though we do it big. Dig boo, let me get you from what usual is. Usually I'm high as fuck, my mind is stuck. And as you can see till I look up, my eyes are shut. And the newest beat, my ride is tough. Who hot is us? What exclusive weed you got a puff? Who got a Dutch? For them bucks I go ape in the paint. Why they claim what they ain't and twist purple haze till I faint. On my way to the bank, eyes bloody already. All I'm blazing is stain. I don't fuck with that Reggie, I don't play for the Saints. Hey, let's take a route, the post don't know a thing about. This here stink your house, more O's than Bill Gates' bank account. Blowing killer loud, like I ain't got a drop. Why roll the windows down, if I ain't got a top? Private yachts, baby, we can sail the world. And bottle pop till the liquor make us Earl. I'm saying, girl, you should come and smoke the stout. Just tell me when you wanna go, we outie. Until then, I'm
watching the stars go by. Duck up my head. Dream got my head in the club. I can't die, I can't die, I can't die.
Let's twist the roar, get lit for sure. Forget your boss, baby you off. Slip in this Porsche, sit back while the whip skip off. Get smacked till the tips get forked. I'm a max, tell them kids get lost. This pit cause, come around this beer. Windows down for air, I light it up. Light is up, for my niggas in the pen that been down for years. Business fly, so you know them pounds are near. Get so high, how the hell I'm gonna get down from here? Yeah, yeah, I just rolled the 50, yeah, that's sour purple. Y'all ain't smoking sticky, get from round a circle. Find me getting dizzy off exotic herbal. So my 5950, this does not concern you. What am I doing here? Nigga, I do this here. Since I'm in my own zone, I pollute the air. Hopping in the newest pair, lot of Gucci wear. Lady Gaga outfit, I got stupid gear. You should know the player, I'm a well-known potent blazer. Straight out of Harlem World, I don't do the rolling paper. I'm a Dutch master, bunch of Dutch masters. Get the bud, crack it up, dump the guts after. Forever lit, effortless, terrorist. All I do is smoke the bomb, I might blow off your head with this. You should know the dawn. I be rolling heavy pip. Dykeman professional. Audubon specialist. Come get a hit. This ain't no Reginess. Got my head spinning. I'm smoking on that Exorcist. It's whatever, miss. You should come and smoke this Dowie. Just tell me when you want to go. We outie. Until then, I'm
watching the stars go by. Duck up my head.
It's your boy J.R. Writer, aka A.R. Writer. I'm still here like I never left, still standing. I mean, come fuck with your boy, man. It only gets better, man. It only gets greater, it only gets crazier from here, man. Come fuck with me, Harlem, SS3, oh yeah. I ain't gonna be doing too much talking on this joint, man. My music speaks for itself. So on that note, let's get into it, man. Writer!
Okay.
Now, today's broadcast is sponsored by mailcallonline.com, the internet's number one greeting card website. You can find them at www.mailcallonline.com. Yes, now we'll talk about the top 10 rules for small business success. Number one, target. You are not all things to all people. Decide on your niche, narrow your focus, and broaden your appeal.
You have to be different. So, you know, do what your competitors aren't doing. Stand out from them. You have to have some type of uniqueness to you. That's number two.
Number three, build a team. Don't hire an employee to fill a position. Employ a person to be part of a team to build your business.
Number four is be fast. Time is the most precious commodity. When delivery is expected on Friday, show ups on Thursday afternoon, that's even better. It looks good for you. So be fast, be efficient.
Number five, say thank you. A lot. Tell your customers and employees how much you appreciate them. Better yet, do it the old-fashioned way. Take pen and paper and write them a note.
Nothing like personalization. Let's see. Number six, be consistent. You know, if you have that this week, you need that next week. You know, don't switch it up on a customer. Keep it consistent.
Number seven, don't forget to smile. Throw out reasons you think people buy from you, like price, product quality, or your warranty. They buy because they like you. Have a smile on your face.
Fanatical optimism is number eight. The glass must always be half full. Excuse me, that's number seven. The glass must always be half full. Attitude will always win out in the end and affect all of those around you.
Number eight, fanatical optimism. Number eight is be consistent. Make sure your business has a consistent look and feel. A customer must get the same flavor from everyone within your business, always.
The last one, folks, leave your comfort zone. Never accept the idea that this is the way you've always done it. Never accept that a new idea or technology can never work out for you. So get outside of the box. Try something different. You know, technology changes. Things change. Fads go in and out. Stay with it. Keep it fresh.
You are listening to Today's Entrepreneurs on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. I'd like to send a happy Valentine's Day for everybody going out and doing whatever it is that you're going to do tomorrow on Valentine's Day. JR, what are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, my mind is going crazy right now. I got to stop at one of these gas stations, grab something for the wife, for the mom Dukes down display. I just found a couple coupons for Victoria's Secret online, so I might have to check that out. And, you know, but just trying to do something nice, I think, man. Maybe, you know, rub on the wife's back or something, man.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Something different. Something cheap.
Yeah.
I'm cheap, I hear guys. That. You're going to realize this over time. I'm cheap.
Yeah. You know, I've been dating two women casually. You know, the last few months, nothing serious.
Okay,
just filling them out, and but you know, I've let them know about each other. I've told them I'm also dating someone else, and I think that you know what comes with that. They start asking questions: who is this other woman?
Oh yeah.
Is that why you don't answer your phone? You know how it goes. So I figured for Valentine's Day, we'll have a group outing. We'll all go out to dinner. I'll introduce them to each other and see how everything works. I mean, how else could you play that situation? I mean, it seems like a great idea to me. They've always been asking about each other. They always want to, I mean, I'm going to let them meet.
I think we need some callers to call in right now to give their opinion on that. Wow. I mean, you know, I guess you don't have nothing to lose, except for maybe both of them.
I mean, they You know what I'm saying? They know about each other. So I think that just calling.
What are you trying to get out of that meet and greet?
I'm just want to get some peace of mind so they know who the next woman is, so they know they can size up their competition. Oh, yeah. They can see what is going on.
Oh, you're trying to get the competition brewing, basically.
Not necessarily, but, you know, I just wanted them to stop asking me questions about the other woman. Now they can ask the other woman questions while I'm there, and I can facilitate that whole situation.
You're a brave soul.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just trying to see how it works out. I mean, they both, I was up front from the beginning, so I think it'll be good.
Well, if they're both listening, you may not have to have a meeting. We'll find out soon enough.
But once again, I definitely want to send a rest in peace shout out to Whitney Houston. She's definitely the queen of R&B. Yeah. It's a sad occasion. You know, I heard Bobby Brown broke down in tears.
See, he got mobbed at the airport. You know, you can't even get a second to grieve out here in Hollywood.
I also heard her daughter, Bobby Christina, was rushed to the hospital twice.
Panic attacks of some sort.
Probably just trying to cope with it in her own way.
A lot of stress.
Definitely a lot of stress. I mean, we're talking about Whitney Houston. This is not like, this is probably the closest you can get to a female Michael Jackson.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell. And it was so sudden, so young, 48. I mean, she didn't even hit her golden years yet. You know, I guess that's hard living right there, though. You know, you see what can happen. And there's been a lot of those incidents.
Definitely.
Too much partying. Well, I don't want to go ahead and say that, but, you know, we know that she had an issue she struggled with. It's unfortunate. Excellent voice. It's funny watching all the, you know, the videos on TV, hearing all the music being played back to back, brings back a lot of memories. I grew up on her without a doubt. You know, my mother pretty much worshiped her. So just to hear everything and to hear it compiled is amazing. She was just, she was amazing.
Yeah, that's a tough loss, man. I mean, she arguably has one of the most top five memorable lives in the entertainment business. I mean, you'll never forget Whitney Houston. You'll never forget Bobby Brown, the ups and downs, the high time. I mean, she was it at one point for a long time. She was definitely in there.
And imagine for him, because I'm sure he looked up to her at one point because she was a little older, you know, both being in the music industry. I'm sure, you know, he probably never even thought he would have been with a Whitney Houston, let alone married her, and, you know, divorced her, had a child with her.
Definitely.
Oh, wow.
You know, all the word that I've got about Whitney Houston, she was a great person. People say that she was a kind-hearted person, that she was always there for the person in need. And again, we just want to send a special shout out to the Houston family, to Bobby Christina. If there's anything you need, you can contact us. We can bring you on the show to have you talk about your mom. I mean, this is just a tragedy for the music world.
Well, what we want to do is we just want to thank all of our listeners again for tuning in with us to our first show. You know, again, we're really excited here. We have some excellent guests already come on to the show. We have some couple great musical artists coming on, as well as another guest. And this is going to be...
Yes, I'd like to thank J.R. Writer and Rich Dollars for their music. Those were the last two songs you've heard. Great tracks, great tracks. Up next, we have Dr. Jason Jenkins. He is a chiropractor from Milford, Connecticut. And he's going to talk about the chiropractic business and also about the Make-A-Wish Foundation and a couple charity events that they have coming up soon. We'll have Dr. Jason Jenkins on the line in a couple of seconds.
Hello, are you there, Jason?
I'm here. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay. What I wanted to do is ask you, what is the Warrior Dash exactly?
The Warrior Dash is a crazy obstacle course run. We're going to get muddy. We're going to run a 5K run and jump over fire and climb rock walls and through tires and just go crazy and have a blast.
Okay. Now, where does this event take place? The date, the time, the location?
Yep. This is in Thompson, Connecticut at the Thompson Speedway on June 9th this coming summer. And people can go on and sign up if they want to run, if they feel like they're a warrior. And basically, it is a 3.2-mile run, so it's a 5K, where you're in a field, you're running up and down through the hills and through obstacles. There's a mud slide. You got to crawl through a mud bog, jump over a fire, slide down a massive slip and slide, and basically just have a blast out there. People can sign up for different times. My office, members from my office, and some of my other chiropractic colleagues have all put in for the 11:30 time slot. And there's going to be about, I think it's anywhere from 300 to 500 runners per half-hour time slot. So it's a big event.
So how can people get involved with the Warrior Dash or donate to the Make-A-Wish Foundation on behalf of Jenkins Chiropractic?
Well, there's a couple of ways that they can get involved. First is they can just go to warriordash.com and pick the New England or Connecticut event, sign up themselves. But what we're really asking people to do is to go to our website at jenkinschiropracticct.com and either click on the link there or go to jenkinschiro.com/warrior-wishes-come-true. And what will happen is it's going to ask for them to go out and collect some sponsorships and get out there and exercise or do the event based on having people sponsor you to do the event and make donations to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The Make-A-Wish Foundation is an incredible foundation that makes children with health issues and problems, makes their dreams come true, whether it sends them to Disney or sends them to a ball game or a football game, something that they otherwise would be unable to do, and Make-A-Wish makes those dreams come true for the kids.
That's an excellent cause right there. What about the folks that might not be able to do the Warriors task, but they still want to get involved?
One of the other ways that we're asking people to get involved, if you don't feel that you can compete in the event, is to just get out there and be active. Get out there and exercise and get yourself a pedometer, start walking, start increasing your mileage, and go out and collect sponsors for every mile that you walk. Ask people to make a donation for $1 per mile that you walk or 50 cents or even a quarter per mile, and obviously the numbers that can be collected are limitless, and then make those donations through our site that are all going to end up at the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And if we can raise $8,500 or more, it takes $8,500 to make a child's wish come true. So the more we're able to do for kids, the better.
And what is the website address for the donation link to Make-A-Wish?
Yep, they can go right to our website at www.jenkinschiropracticct.com and click on the link there, or they can add a slash to it and add in warrior-wishes-come-true, and it'll take them right over to that site where they can make those donations.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about the chiropractic field. Isn't it just for back pain?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Is it just for back pain?
You know, it's actually... It has nothing to do with back pain. Unfortunately, that's kind of the impression that's out there right now. Chiropractic and care of your spine is really about performance and the ability for you to live life to the fullest. Your nervous system, which is what your spine and your vertebrae in the spine support and protect, is what controls your entire body. And so really it's about preventative and taking care of your health before you lose it. We talk to patients all the time about whether they wait until they have a cavity to go see a dentist. And truth of the matter is, we take care of our teeth so that we don't get cavities. Well, the job of a chiropractor is to take care of your spine so that you don't develop illnesses and disease. Hippocrates, who was the father of medicine, said, look to the spine for the root cause of all disease. And when we identify areas of interference in the spine called subluxations, and we correct those for people, their lives change drastically. We've had individuals who've been taken off of their antidepressant medications. We have children who aren't having regular digestive systems completely start regulating, no more acid reflux, no more constipation. We have a woman who was on an oxygen tank, and what she was finding was she didn't need that oxygen tank at night anymore to sleep. Her body just started working better. And that's really what chiropractic is about. And the changes that we see in our office are absolutely amazing. From the littlest infant that I've adjusted at a day old to seniors in their late 90s who are out there being active and doing things that they never thought they'd be able to do simply because their system is no longer limited from subluxations in their spine.
I've heard different perspectives on getting chiropractic remedies. For instance, just, you know, they say if you sometimes it could put your spine out of alignment, for instance, and when, you know, maybe you didn't even have a issue to start with. Can you shed any light on that?
It's a great question. You know, the thing that as a chiropractor my job is to essentially identify areas that are interfering with the way your body's functioning. So we're not going in there and just pushing on the spine. We're identifying subluxations or areas where vertebrae have lost their alignment, lost their function, and are cutting off nerve flow. And that's what we're working on. And the truth of the matter is, I don't do any of the healing. There's not a doctor out there, there's not a surgeon out there that can heal you. It's really up to your own body to do the healing. Mm-hmm. And so if there's something that's interfering with your body's ability to heal and to function the way that it was intended by God, that's just not going to happen. So through our evaluation, examination procedures, we're able to determine where those interferences are in your spine and correct those. It's a very specific and scientific process to determine where those areas are and make those subtle corrections that just change your world.
Now, for our listeners out in Connecticut and in the New England region, what is your exact location?
I'm on 97 Gulf Street in Milford. You know, we would love to have people register for the event, come into our office. If you've never had your spine checked, there is no time like the present. Like I said, it's not about waiting until you have a problem. If you waited until you had the cavity, you'd know it's too late. It's really about preventing them from ever starting, and that's what we do in our office. And we have kids that come in and you know, brothers and sisters who are wrestling with each other to be the first one on the table to get checked. And our goal in our office is that we don't have to adjust you because you're doing a terrific job of taking care of your spine. But it's the checkup that's important to make sure that your spine is functioning the way it should and you're interference-free and your body can do everything that it was intended to do.
Now, do you have any tips for people, things they can do at home or without actually coming into an office?
Well, to be perfectly honest, everybody knows that they should be exercising. Everybody knows that we need to eat right, that we have to have good mental health. And if I try to teach people that stuff, they all know those things already. A smoker knows that they shouldn't be smoking, but there's some reason why they're continuing to do it. Everybody knows that we need to eat right and exercise and have good mental health. So those are all important keys to maintaining your health and your well-being. But really, it starts with making sure that the physiology and the energy that flows through your body that allows your body to function the way that it should isn't interfered with. And unfortunately, the only way to determine that is through an evaluation, unless it's too late and you're already having problems. We can't do anything to stop a cavity from happening other than taking good care of our teeth. And so we take good care of our health by exercising and eating right, getting sleep, and our good mental health. But it's the checkup that really determines if we're doing a good job of that.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have Dr. Jason Jenkins on the phone from Milford, Connecticut. Dr. Jenkins, can you just give out your contact information, websites, your location, any telephone numbers, and how people can get in contact with you if you're looking for a great chiropractor?
Absolutely. The first thing they can do is give us a call at the office at 203-877-4198. Secondly, they can go to our website at www.jenkinschiropracticct.com. Or lastly, they could like us on Facebook at Jenkins Chiropractic, Milford, Connecticut. I welcome any questions about people's health, about chiropractic that they may have, and I answer those for them online. And, you know, I love what I do. I love taking care of people and families that come into our office and helping people with the health questions and things that are going to help improve their lives. So I'm more than happy to answer any of those questions that people may have.
Well, Dr. Jenkins, it was a pleasure having you on the air with us, and we will definitely blast off your charity for the Make-A-Wish Foundation and the Warrior Dash. And if there's anything we can do to help this, I will personally register for this Warrior Dash, so you will see me out there. And thanks for having us on the show.
I appreciate you having me on the show tonight. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
You have a great night.
You too. Well, that was Dr. Jenkins right there.
Jason Jenkins.
Jason Jenkins.
From Milford, Connecticut, ladies and gentlemen.
Another one of our very successful entrepreneurs.
Now, we have a couple songs we'd like to play for you. We got to pay some more bills.
You know,
new music from J.R. Ryder, Nipsey Hussle, and Patois.
See, I got a stunt. When I'm in the town, you can see I'm what she wants. Trying to take you out, treat you out to lunch. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, see it from the front. Where you put it down, let me see if it can jump. You deserve a crown, diva of the month. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, but we in the back. Reefer in the blunt, call it get smacked. He don't need a stunt, tell your boyfriend to relax. I can see it from the front, but shorty, where it's at? You talking to a Mac, flawless on the track. Anywhere I go, I'm putting Harlem on the map. Call me on the jack, move my number if you whack. Coke bottle frame, I don't want it if it's flat. Mommy, I'm a owner, I could be a soldier. Bring it here to me, I don't bite, I ain't a cobra. About to spaz on it, time to bend it over. Sit my class on it, I don't need a coaster. Hey, I'm a flirt, put that body in reverse. Yeah, you got the day off, but it's time to go to work. Popping out your skirt while I'm cheaping me a blunt. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. Right up. See, I got a stunt. When I'm in the town, you can see I'm what she want. Trying to take you out, treat you out to lunch. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, see it from the front. Where you put it down, let me see if it can jump. You deserve a crown, diva of the month. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, but you gotta turn around. Diva of the month, flies in the town. Me, I got a stunt, I'm flyer than these clowns. And the weed I smoke so loud, they yeah, right to turn it down. But my, burn it down. I'm a fly is all about. Come and put them brand new red bottoms on the couch. Fly without a doubt. I don't mind what you about. Would you drink Patron? Shot for shot is on the house. Hey, get twisted. Get nice. Baby girl, sip this till you get right. Don't think twice. This your big night. You know that you loving. Now it's time to live life. Get light. Hey, body like damn. Mommy got jam. Make me wanna drop pants. Part in my hand. But I see just what I want. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. From the jump. See, I got a stunt. When I'm in the town, you can see her what she want. Trying to take you out, treat you out to lunch. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front. See it from the front, see it from the front. Where you put it down, let me see if it can jump. You deserve a crown, diva of the month. You ain't gotta turn around, I can see it from the front.
Chillin' on the stage, got diamonds on my neck, man. killing on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck, don't drop top.
Top, chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck, don't drop top.
I'm rolling with a nickel nine, playing pickle with Tom. Cause I'd rather sit up with Sean and lay stiff in the pond. Box niggas outdated. South Central crazy like an angry Israeli in a bulletproof Mercedes. Lyrically, I'm Tracy McGrady. In a 7 Series Beamer blowing cushion AC. These fake niggas trying to play or hate me. Suicide, they gon' die when I give them phase 3 streets talking. Call about that nigga all sauce and get love for me. Stop watch to Westside Compton. Niggas know me in the shop. 240s when I rob in a store. Right before my face, showed up in the vibe. Not to mention all my different visits to the A been paid. Now my missions get this shit a different way. This day symbolize the next level of the game. Bullets with no names. Keep the diamonds on my chain, hustle.
Diamonds on my neck,
chrome drop top.
Top,
chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck,
chrome drop top.
Top, chillin' on the scene.
Chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck,
chrome drop top.
Top,
chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck,
chrome drop top.
Top, chillin' on the scene.
Chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck.
Break the beat up, wake the street up with my potent flow. To all my critics from before, now you know for sure. These niggas wanna switch ships cause they both broke. I'm like, no, suck a duck inside, stay afloat. These so-so ass rappers getting no dough. In the presence of this hip-hop jock who's dope. Nip hustle, I'm the freshest nigga you know. Got the Palazzo pool looking like a loop show. Sloss and Voya, even numero uno. Bitches on my dick like flies on a football. I just take my pick and then we slide in the Tudo. Mix a little goose with some nouveau, you know. Then I pull up to your set like it's neutral. Hopping out the Jag dressed like the planet Pluto. Yo, assumptions got you looking like a culo. Saw money in, I need mucho. To keep the
diamonds on my neck, chrome drop top.
Chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck, chrome drop top. Chillin' on the scene.
Chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck, chrome drop top.
Chillin' on the scene.
Diamonds on my neck, chrome drop top.
Chillin'
on the scene.
Diamonds
on my neck,
chrome
drop top. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Eric Sermon.
Gonna keep it going.
Yeah.
This is our one girl army.
Yes.
Let's smooth it out. Let's plug this up in the car.
Yeah.
In your headphones. Just run. I'm a lead to sip your martini. Ladies. These screw up faces, cause they not me. You got me on my shoulders, cause I outfit be. I order NYC like B-I-G. B-I-G. Sloppy, confident, cocky.
Cocky.
Swish from the top of the key. Your wine try to stop me. No carbon copy. So nice, flow to my heart. Beat. Get as deep as a shark's deep. Glow bright, I can't light up a dark street. No rapper. Beyond an artist, being real flows through my arteries. Make it hot, then I have to breathe. One purpose here, forget a lot of sheets. Focus, ain't nobody harming nobody. On the mic, I'm like strong on rock done.
Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from.
Got haters everywhere I go now. Jealous, no class, no staff. 1 minute, look at my profile. Milk the game until there's no cows. Met my unbuttoned my blouse. Leg of shoes now, into my house. Hip hop, never take the rhyme out. Bought it hard, call a timeout. Better listen like my up the nine now. Cocaine, just spit lines out. Could never take my shine out. Look bitter, guan, tech lime out. My prime, can't stop my grind now. Moving forward, yes, my time now. No stunting, it's what I'm about. I just drop the shoes, then I'm out.
Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where.
from the boogie down Bronx to dub. I'm putting P in the game now. It's time for a sub.
That's why.
The question is, can she compete? With two of them, they came to speak. Their approach is weak. Me, how you hot because of what you did in the street? Impress me on the beat. We ain't gonna repeat. You heard what I said, man. I keep my style underground like a dead man. And you can lay with them or not. How you want it? Get cut or get shot? Cause that's what happens when you're playing the toughie. Questions get danced around like Buffy. And like him, we ain't gonna stop. Never. On the mic with murder. Mason, better. Anybody stepping to us shall perish. Got respect from Jamaica since I shot the sheriff.
Walk like a bad girl. Talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl. Talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl. Talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl. Talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from.
All right, now that was some good music right there for some of our artists on our indie hour, and also we need the artists to contact us and go ahead and submit some of the music to us because we are a great supporter of the indie music community. Right now, we just had a few tips. All right, the top 10 rules for. When you're thinking about starting up your own business, first rule, start with enough business capital. So depending on the kind of business that you're in, you know, think about how big the initial investment is going to be, what it's going to require, how long it takes you to develop a positive cash flow. You know, this is just all good, for first time businesses, especially. I had a friend got into the restaurant business. You know, wasn't prepared to not make a profit for the first 6 to 12 months. So, you know, went out of business just as quick as he went into business.
Number two, we have to conserve your money. Your cash is the lifeblood of your business, especially when your business is new and you haven't yet developed a lively cash flow. Available dollars will mean the difference between success and failure. Don't waste anything. Not paper clips, not pencils, not anything at all. And when you consider a business purchase, ask yourself, will this help my business grow? If the answer is yes, then ask, what else might I buy with this money? In other words, if you don't need it, don't buy it. And if you do need it, make sure there isn't something else you need more.
Number three, sell what the market wants. Is there really a profitable market for what you want to sell? You may think there's a need for what you want to have because no one else is selling it, and perhaps you're right. It's far more likely, though, that it's not being sold because no one wants to buy it. So be suspicious of a lack of competition. Even if you put together a tough flight business with a great marketing program, you simply can't make people buy what they don't want. If you think you can't educate people to what they want in your product, you're wrong. The way to get the piece of the market is to sell what the market needs, not your own.
Number four, provide good quality. Very, very, very important. If you sell poor quality, you will forever be replacing your customer base because people will seldom buy again from a business that sold them schlock for the first time. Shabby work always comes back to haunt you, and it can take years to change your negative status in the marketplace. Good word of mouth is the best kind of advertising there is. In many businesses, new customers are primarily the result of the referrals from existing customers. A good reputation is your biggest asset. Be known for quality. Without quality, you really have nothing. Quality is definitely a key to keeping your customers coming back for more purchases.
Number five, I mean, give the small business your best shot. When you start a small business, you take on all the responsibility and a huge number of tasks. There's little room in an entrepreneur's life for anything but his or her own business. To create a successful business, you must prepare to put your heart and soul into the effort for the long hours and to confront and solve a whole slew of different problems. When the going gets tough, they say, keep yourself going. If I will not be defeated, I will win. It's this kind of attitude that weathers difficult times. So, you know, again, just give thought to what's the plan of the business.
Before I get into number six, I want to remind you that today's broadcast is sponsored by MailCallOnline.com, the internet's number one source for greeting cards. You can find them at www.mailcallonline.com. Number six, be prepared to manage. Know enough about the basic aspects of the business you're in so you don't make serious mistakes on the big, important issues. Sure, there are stories about 20-year-old college dropouts who step into the business world with and become instant billionaires. But those are rare exceptions. You might not be one of the chosen few. Most of us need some experience before we really know what we're doing. The point is, don't just jump in with no background in your field, or you could quickly find yourself over your head.
Hire good people. Smart, efficient employees are solid gold. They make your business run smoothly. They make you look good. They make money for you. Employees who are lazy, stupid, dumb, troublesome can drive you crazy and even destroy your business. Get the best people you can afford. Take the time to be exceptionally choosy when you hire. The two most important attributes to look for are enthusiasm and a strength of character.
Number eight, put the latest, best technology to work for you. Today's most advanced technology helps you work faster, more productively, and more accurately. If you spend 2 days doing what a computer system could accomplish in 15 minutes, you can bet it will be difficult to outperform your competitors. Investing in old technology is always a mistake. Its useful life is shorter because it will be obsolete sooner. And old technology is often incompatible with new add-ons you may need up the road.
Number nine, market aggressively. Some wise business person once said, nothing happens until you sell something. Without sales, there is no cash inflow, no profit, no business. For some new entrepreneurs, marketing is an afterthought, something that they have to do now that they have the rest of the business put together. In fact, the proper place for marketing is at the very center of your business. It's the key function that must be the focus of everything and everyone in your company. As the boss, it is up to you to emphasize marketing and to make sure everyone in the company understands in your business to sell and to make profit.
Number 10. Learn the things you don't know. Be honest with yourself and admit there are things about running your small business you don't know. Probably you don't even know what you don't know. And if you stop learning, the world will pass you by. So be curious. Search out new perspectives and expand your base of knowledge. You will never have an answer to every question, but you will continually become a more effective manager. These were just 10 rules to small business success. Very good rules that you should all follow.
Or at least try to put into your business structure. Everything may not apply, but it's always good to have some extra information.
Okay, so now we'll talk about our sponsors, which is MailCallOnline.com. That is the internet's number one greeting card site, which you can find at www.mailcallonline.com. Now, Mailcall Online is a greeting card based website with a twist. You can pre-order 1 year full of greeting cards in advance. For instance, let's say you want to send someone a Christmas card this year for 2012. You can log on to www.mailcallonline.com right now and you can send them a Christmas card in February and we will make sure it arrives on Christmas 2012. That goes for all major holidays, major occasions. There are 16 categories of cards to choose from. It's a great service. And they also offer a free service for all families affected by the prison industry. If you have a loved one that is incarcerated in the state or federal penitentiary, you can log on to www.mailcallonline.com and you can send them a free letter. Postage, envelopes is all paid for by mailcallonline.com. You can send any inmate, federal or state, a free letter, which is important. I mean, that's a good way to combat reentry, to keep people abreast on the new technologies and the new things that are happening in the community. And, we should not forget people because they are out of sight and out of mind.
Definitely not, you know, and that right there, keep some smiles on the faces of those that are, you know, behind bars, you know, and it'll definitely, bring the depression level down a little bit, to say the least. Mailcallonline.com.
So that is a great site that, everybody out there can use. Don't forget about your grandmothers in the, nursing homes and that are far away in different states than you. Let's not forget about our loved ones in the armed forces.
The armed forces is big. All the soldiers.
Yes, the armed forces is very big. They also ship internationally free of charge too. So you can send someone a card in any different country that you desire. They will make sure your card arrives there.
Oh yeah. And are the rates different on international versus domestic?
No, the rates are the same. It's $2.50 per card, and that covers stamps. That covers all shipping. It's just a flat rate of $250 a card.
$250 or $2.50?
$2.50.
No problem. Also, Virgo Management. This is a home improvement company, and they cover the New Haven area for the most part. New Haven, Fairfield areas. Virgo Management, home improvement, and that would cover any type of framing issues that you may have, sheetrock, painting, a whole slew of different home improvement remedies. You can go ahead and contact Virgo Management by 203-927-8001. Again, that number is 203-927-8001. And, you go ahead and get your free, estimates. Virgo Management.
Yes, Virgo Management is in Connecticut and it services all of Connecticut and all of New England. If you're looking for any home improvements, any home maintenance, any home upkeep, please contact Virgo Management. Again, I want to send a special shout out to everybody celebrating Valentine's Day tomorrow. I hope you keep it very romantic. It sounds like it's going to be a great day tomorrow.
Hey, don't be cheap like me, y'all. Make sure you go spend some money on your lady. Make sure you spend some money on some flowers, get some candy, you know. Try to do something different. That's what I think. That's my whole thing. I think that women don't want the same old, you know, flowers, perfume. Do something different. Take your girl out, you know, take her to a hibachi grill, you know, make it exciting. Take her for sushi for the first time, you know, sushi and sake. That's the mix right there for you newbies, you first timers. You know, it's a good aphrodisiac right there. It's a nice raw yellowfish tuna, yellowtail rather.
Now, I want to also bring up the fact that it is okay for the female to take the male out for Valentine's Day. It's not always just a male taking the female out. It goes vice versa.
It does.
And people really need to understand that it's for both sexes. It's not just for women. It's also a holiday for us men. So all you women out there, what have you have planned for your husbands today or tomorrow for Valentine's Day? Give us a call. Let us know. Call us at 530-413-9537 with your Valentine's Day plans and with your business questions. If you have any business questions, you have two business owners here waiting to answer any of your questions on a realistic level, because a lot of times you might get information or get advice that's non-realistic, something that you can't actually achieve at that point. We're here to give away the realistic information.
Doing multiple businesses the past couple decades, you know, it's not easy, you know, whether that be in the music side of things, you know, just marketing and management. I myself, you know, I graduated, I have a bachelor's degree in marketing and management. So I definitely know that it could be tough, you know. The times change quickly. You know, one day something's going great, the next day it's gone, you know, and then the money you put in, the effort, seems like it was all for nothing. But what we want to do right now is we're going to just make sure that our next guest is around and on the line for us.
Yes, everything is going according to plans. Today was a great show. What do you think, JR?
So far, so good. I mean, you know, again, just like we were talking about starting up a business, you know, this is what it's all about, putting the word out. You know, we were doing major Facebook blasts today, Twitter blasts, putting in the effort, making sure, you know, we have some awareness going on. It's not easy, but, you know, I'm feeling good with things right now. I'm getting a lot of feedback on the Twitter right now. I'm getting a bunch of texts right now. People are loving the new music. You know, that's what's getting me happy, you know, just to put it out there. I've been in the music game a long time. I love to hear the new music. The young dudes are doing their thing right now. You know, that's what we're representing, the new wave, right? The get your music played. Man, you don't need the big companies, you know, just got to do it the indie way. Put it out there, you know. Come find a record show. Come find, you know, a DJ that's doing it on the underground. I still believe in the roots, doing things on the grassroots level. You know, and even though that you got technology, computers and stuff, it's still grassroots levels. You know, don't get it twisted. This is putting your work in.
So, we'll cut to some new music from Miss Hustle, Shotgun Shug, and Joey Jahed. We'll be right back with you after the break.
Why does this have to be a crush? Why I can't have what I want? In the evening, I'll be dreaming. In the morning, I'll be cleaning.
I got a crush. pressure on him, never let him know. Wanna be his number one, he got several though. Treat him like a king, put him on a pedestal. Can't even explain the way I feel through my metaphors. In the morning, yeah, I get dressed for him. Do my hair, my nails, put on that dress for him. Love spell my whole body, get fresh for him. Just to walk past, roll my eyes and twist my neck on him. Damn, wish I could let him know. Can't let him go, we need to be together though. We go perfect, Adidas, suits and shell toes. La la to his mellow, too shy to say hello. Patiently waiting for Cupid to shoot the arrow. I want the best, I never settle. He my star, even if he never blow. Reluctant to tell him, so guess he'll never know.
Why does this have to be a crush? Why I can't have what I want? In the evening, I'll be dreaming. In the morning, I'll be cleaning. Why does this have to be a crush? Why I can't have what I want? I've been looking at you all day. Won't you just come my way?
His shape up so perfect. Waves on swim on the surf with the surface. Gucci shades, cardigan, Gucci loafers. Go to hell and back, but shorty so worth it. See him on the block, posted with his homies. Drive past, hoping that he noticed. He on my mind, wanna be his main focus. I'm in love, and he don't even know it. I'm going crazy, I need to get my mind back. Do anything for him, he like my Klondike. I'm weak, I can't sleep, I'm insomniac. I play the love songs, then I wind it back. Give him the world, we can live lavish. Want him to be my baby minus the carriage. Carriage, diamonds, marital status. Damn, shorty got me thinking marriage.
Why does this have to be a crush? Why I can't have what I want? In the evening, I'll be dreaming. In the morning, I'll be feeling. Why does this have to be a crush? Why I can't have what I want? I've been looking at you all day, won't you just come my way?
Street drama and the choppers out. The same hood you're copping in to have your ass copping out. Your wig popped out, you kids better learn them trouble. The clip drop out like kids when they learn to hustle. My swag different like Chinese writings and German puzzles. You don't know the facts about life, you never learn the struggle. It's so projectile, I switch it up with flex styles. Never fabricate like a textile or reptile. Running in the wild boy, feeling like a cowboy. Screaming free hawk, much success with your trial boy.
You claim you tripping with them blickers, nigga, do some. You say I'm slipping in my slippers, nigga, do some. You don't like the way I trap, nigga, do some. You don't really think I'm strapped, nigga, do some. You claim you tripping with them blickers, nigga, do some. You think I'm slipping in my slippers, nigga, do some. You don't like the way I trap, nigga, do some. They think I'm Hollywood, no. I just came up, I've been through it cause I do it, I step my name up. So when you meet me, expect a thug, I'm nothing friendly. I'ma scream down like, they free my nigga here. Real talk, better free my nigga hard. When the shit go down, you know I go down, it's north, it's not New York, no. No disrespect to my homies out in Brooklyn, but the street don't sleep, but the trap don't act, so I keep my bitches cooking, yeah. They got no clothes on. That's what my hoes on. They could be white, that's how your silly ass is told on. I teach you game at my institution. Don't ask about me, ask the hood about my distribution. Hey, you tripping with them blickers, nigga, do some. You say I'm slipping in my slippers, nigga, do some. You don't like the way I trap, nigga, do some. You don't really think I'm strapped, nigga, do some.
jumbo beat.
Why?
Beat. 20 ounces of the perk, really, that is how we ride.
I said I'm cool without the ice on. VVS's, you can see my jewels without the lights on. Punches, hooks, I hit that beat and ooh, I get my fight on. Tiger upper, all you can, I do you like I'm Bison. I fuck them super crazy on my super duper hydro. Work magic with my magic stick, I get my Dwight on. Homeboys like me move raw like cheek, I can get a pipe on. Desert Eagle, Desperado style shooting his sight on. Shout out the Mice on.
Patiently waiting for a track to explode on. Beat him fight down, oh yeah, I get my roll on. Feeling right now, if you don't feel me, it's so on. It is the motto and slogan.
Yo, them bitches love me. Them niggas hating. Pockets on ham. I'm the man getting bacon. Hopping out the lamb is the plan in the making. Aiming for the top, but I'm coming from the basement. I keep that money in my basement. Now I give them eight. Tony Romo, Troy Aikman. Drama. I be on my K-Slay shit. Punches about that money, I be on my Floyd May shit. And I ain't stopping till I'm fucking Floyd May rich. Fuck that, I ain't stopping till I'm Bill Gates rich. Yeah, don't make me slide through and melt you. That K-Clip curl like an elf shoe.
20 ounces of the perk, really, that is how we ride. 20 ounces of the perk, really, that is how we ride. 20 ounces of the perk, really, that is how we ride. 20 ounces of the perk, really, that is how we ride. On the 28th, on the highway high. 20 ounces of the park, that is how we ride.
I be lurking, all I know is Skrilla. Lying in the jungle when you monkeys play gorilla. Flow killer, sour diesel, now I'm off of Reggie Miller. Try and get a couple mil up, then I'm headed to the dealer. I hate snakes, a day I watch them slither. I don't play with people kids, I don't want to be a sitter, not at all. I'm serving, swagging and surfing. We on some new shit, you old school, George Gervin. On beat, I get freaky like I'm pervin'. My niggas got that urban, we got the block chirpin'. Word around, man, you niggas got that dirt in. We get it by the bush, if you need me, put a word in. All about a money thing, and a Uchi bang. Them suckers envy, cause I get a lot of coochie man. And I like that Louis man, and my bitch super bad. Pop tags, bag be that Gucci man. Soldier on his duty man, 50 in a clip. He's so icy, call him Gucci man. Super high like Gucci. See, I be with my gang, sipping purple rain. If you ain't getting money, then don't say a thing.
Yes, we are back. We'd like all our listeners to follow us on Twitter at Today's Radio, the number 2, DAYSRADIO. Remember to follow us there on Twitter. And also, you can email us at teradio@gmail.com. So any questions or any comments, you can email us at todaysradio@gmail.com. That's todaysradio@gmail.com.
Just a little highlight of next week's show. We have big time author Terry Woods. She'll be our guest. All right. You're probably familiar with a lot of her works. Duchess is one of the trilogies she put together.
She also has True to the Game, which she wrote, which is an urban novel that sold over 300,000 to 400,000 books. She's a very impressive, very high profile author. We have, Eric Beasley, who is, co-founder of the Ultimate Rap League. You can check them out on YouTube at URL TV. They have over 42 million YouTube views on their channels.
You just mentioned Dangerous Lee? Is that what you just said?
I mentioned Eric Beasley.
Oh, sorry. Dangerous Lee, that's another author. She has to do, with a lot of preventative, maintenance, measures. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure what her book entails at the moment. We have Rhett Power as well. And he's the owner of, Flip Out. That's a company that we'll let him give a little more information about when he's on. Some of our other sponsors, we just want to give a little shout out to Blades Barbershop. They're in West Haven on the Boston Post Road, 973. And, their number is 203-907-0505. T-Roy the Great. You can call him, ask for him, make an appointment. We also have Panama's PC Repair and Restore Service. All right. You know, you can bring your desktop, your laptop. He you know, puts antivirus back on the computer for you if you're having issues. He restores hard drives, you name it. Again, that number would be 203-562-3905.
On Wednesday, I'll let you know how my Valentine's Day date went. With the two females, you know, I mean, it should be okay. I'll give you all the rundown on how that went, because I know some of you out there are thinking that's a crazy idea, but you know, I think that's what you have to do in this day and age. You have to just let everybody meet everybody and set down the lay of the land from the beginning. And, I'll have all the details and all the recap for you on our Wednesday show. That starts at 8:55 Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to seeing you, listening to you, and hearing from you on Wednesday, February 15th at 8:55 Eastern Standard Time.
I can't wait to get some feedback next week so we can hear what some of the ladies have to say about your Valentine's idea. What I do want to do is just give everybody the number here, and if I can find that, for when you're calling in, you know, so you can leave your comments. Do you have that on hand?
Yes, the call-in number is 530-413-9537. You can also reach us via Skype at BBS Radio 2. Again, the call-in number is 530-413-9537, and you can reach us via Skype at BBS Radio 2.
Well, I'm feeling like part of the family here with BBSRadio.com. You know, they opened their
doors, to, doors us.
To us. Definitely with open arms. Yeah, we've had great success with the technical team, Seth, Doug,
and Don. Definitely want to spend a special shout out to bbsradio.com.
Yeah, because they walked us through this, they held our hand, and you know, we feel like we're a little technical savvy, but we quickly realized we had some catching up to do.
Definitely. Yes, today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show is it's an informative and entertaining show. We like to bring on different experts for their realm of business and what they do, and give you some more information about their services, how you can contact them and get in touch with them.
Most of all, them giving probably a little bit of highlights on how they've gotten their company off the ground and maintain a successful path with it. that's probably the biggest basis of this show. Just getting people, to take another look at some, different plans that they may have and they want to get going and get lifted off the ground. And, you know, that's what we're here to do.
I also want to tell you that on Friday, February 17th, we have Damon John coming on. He is the founder of FUBU and he is also featured on ABC's Shark Tank.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
We also have Erica Mena.
Okay.
She is a star of VH1's Lovin' Hip Hop reality show.
Okay, Erica.
So we have a lot of great guests for you coming up, and so you can see how they got into their field and how you can also follow in their footsteps and get to their field as well. Because we definitely want all the people out there, all the potential entrepreneurs to basically just, go for your dreams and we're here to help you in any way that we can. Again, our email address is todaysradio@gmail.com. That's todaysradio@gmail.com. And I definitely want to give another shout out to our sponsor, mailcallonline.com, the internet's number one greeting card service. You can visit them at www.mailcallonline.com.
Well, folks, this right here has been very, very exciting. I'm feeling great. I think we're going to go celebrate after this. We're going to look back at this in 2 years. We kept talking about earlier, you know, our first show. We're going to make sure that we make a copy of the archived selection and put that, you know, in the realm, in the safe, rather.
Definitely. All in all, I feel like it was a good show for the first show. We had a lot of special guests. I'd like to send a special shout out to Pamela Molinari. She's from Atlanta Fitness Diva.
Keeping the ladies in shape.
I'd like to send a special shout out to Jean Hayden. She's from Toronto, Canada. She is a business coach. She can help you get from point A to point B. And I'd like to send a special shout out to Dr. Jason Jenkins. He's a chiropractor from Milford, Connecticut. He works closely with the Make-A-Wish charity. And also, again, visit that site, Make-A-Wish Foundation, and donate and see how you can get involved. I mean, it's one hand washes the other in America. This is just the way it is. One hand washes the other. Everybody needs everybody's support. Let's try to make that 99% a whole. Instead of the 1%, let's make it a 100%.
It's a great cause too. It's for the kids. So that's always a plus.
Well, you've been listening to today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. Thank you for listening and we'll see you Wednesday.
You guys take care. We appreciate you listening in. Keep the successful thoughts brewing.
Until next time, Michael Calloway and J.R. Williams.
Thank you for listening to today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, J.R. Williams, alongside Michael Calloway. We appreciate you tuning in tonight and hope that you enjoyed the show. Until next time, please keep a successful state of mind and keep the creativity brewing.